Please bow your heads and pray with me. Father, we thank you that you've come to us this morning by your Spirit. Now, Holy Spirit, take these words and thoughts, I might use them to speak to us. Take your ears and finally tune in the midst of all that I say. Jesus, it's your word we'd hear. Amen. Please be seated. 2015. For how many in this room is the year 2015, June 2015, a big milestone? Come on, graduates, raise your hand. And parents. Yes, okay. I remember back 1977, yes, high school graduation. What a huge chapter. College graduation, 1980, wedding, 1982, graduation from seminary and ordination, 1985. Firstborn, 1988. Secondborn, and his birthday's tomorrow, 1994, 21. Ugh. And moving to Dallas, 2008. Now, graduates, I want to speak to you this morning, but I want all the rest of us to hear. Life is a book with many chapters. You're finishing a chapter and opening a new one. There are many more to come. There's many more chapters of my life to come and all of our lives. And the older we are, the more chapters we've had and yet many more to come. You can't stay in the chapter and move to the next chapter. Just think about it as reading a book. You have to turn the page and move to the next one. Might have been a good chapter. And you hate to leave it. You want to sort of reread it. But to progress in the book and know what's at the end, you have to turn the page. The Hebrews had landed themselves in Egypt. And I'm making a very long story short. Their first 400 years in Egypt were good. It was a blessing to be there. They had what was needed. What unfortunate thing happened is the Pharaoh that came to reign after 400 years of the Hebrews being in Egypt didn't like the Hebrews. And he made them slaves. Now all of a sudden that chapter had turned ugly. And they wanted that chapter to end. And they cried out to God and God delivered them. But they weren't really willing to turn the page. Exodus chapter 14. When Pharaoh drew near, the people of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and they feared greatly. And the people of Israel cried out to the Lord and said to Moses, "Is it because there are no graves in Egypt that you've taken us to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us to bring us out of Egypt? Is this not what we said to you in Egypt? Leave us alone that we may serve the Egyptians. For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness." The Hebrews didn't want to turn the page. Graduates, you have to turn the page. You're starting a new chapter. Those of us that aren't in high school yet, you're turning a page in something else in your life. The rest of us here, we all have transitions. And we need to turn that page to walk into the new. You see, for the Hebrews, they walked like Egyptians, they ate like Egyptians, they thought like Egyptians, they thought they were Egyptians. And to turn that page meant leaving everything that was familiar. And they decided they wanted to go back because they were wondering, who am I? They were afraid they were losing their identity. You ever known people like the Hebrews that are stuck? That's one of 1,000 reasons why I've never attended a high school reunion. I don't want to go meet all those people. I had a large class, 800 people. So there'd be a lot of people that I never really knew. And all I would hear is how they're stuck in high school after 30 plus years. There are those people around, right, guys? Those of us that are older, we see it on Facebook, don't we? The ones that still live in high school, like, come on, really? But you see, we're called to move ahead. to move into the future, to walk into that new chapter. Paul says to the Philippians, forget what lies behind, press forward to what lies ahead. Don't keep looking back. Don't let yourself be defined by what happened in the past. Rather, be people of the future. The greatest thing about the next chapter is you're scared to death, but yet you're excited, all those mixture of feelings to the graduates. The greatest thing is it's yet unwritten. Your past is finished, but the future is yet being written as you walk into it. There are great possibilities, endless possibilities, as you walk into the future. Listen to Jeremiah's words in Jeremiah 29. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. It can be very exciting if you walk in boldness with courageous spirit into the future. But what is it that keeps us in that chapter that we really need to close to walk into the next chapter? I think it's fear. As it was for the Hebrews, it was leaving what's comfortable, what they know, and walking into the unknown that isn't yet written, hasn't been disclosed to us. We often, the Lord will put bits and pieces of what's ahead in the future, but we never know the whole story and what it's going to look like we know the past. I think what's called for is faith. A jumping into the abyss of the unknown. And believing that what we think could happen will happen. Listen to the definition of faith found in Hebrews chapter 11. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. The assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their condemnation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. The assurance of things hoped for. You just have to jump in and believe it'll come to pass. Well, how do we get faith? You know, how do I get there? Well, going back to Paul's words in the book of Romans this time, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So faith comes from hearing, hearing through the word of Christ. People of the book become people of faith. If you want to have the faith to walk into the future, be people of the book. Get to know Him. Hear the stories. Allow your faith to be built. And then we hear Paul's words in Hebrews chapter 12. Since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. That's movement forward. Look to him. He's the one guiding us. He's the one wooing us. He's the one walking with us down the path. What wonderful encouragement. And beyond his presence and encouragement, what that text tells me is, I have the stories of people that have run the race that was set before them and have accomplished it successfully. And I look to their record as encouragement. And then we have one another. The cloud of witnesses that's still alive, that's around us, never lose track of the strength of the body of Christ, fellow followers of Jesus, to encourage you, to get you back on the path. When you're afraid, as you're walking in that new chapter, to say, it's going to be okay. God has your back. Walk into the future. We have Him. We have the stories of those that have accomplished the race that was set before them, and we have one another. Today, indeed, we celebrate the 2015 graduates. Congratulations, mom and dad. Congratulations, graduates. Remember, you have to close that book. You have a great future ahead of you. Walk in it with boldness. Take the faith that's planted within you. Strengthen the faith as you spend time in His Word. Lean on your brothers and sisters of Christ to encourage you and keep you accountable.